Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Connell speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. And I'm talking to these children all over the world about the wonderful adventures that they're having in living their lives. And I was talking with Pablo the other day, and he was telling me about his Grossi, his grandmother. Pablo lives in Switzerland and is having a great time. But Pablo is 18 years old. My goodness sakes. And he still believes in Mr. Candle. Yes, he does. So whenever I come to visit Pablo, he's sitting there in his bedside saying, "Okay, Mr. Candle, I'm getting ready to go to bed now." And I say, "Well, Pablo, what has your day been like today? What sort of wonderful things have you done today?" "Oh, Mr. Candle, I have done so many wonderful things. I have so many wonderful friends, and I have so much going on in my world. I just have so much to be thrilled with and to be pleased with. I have a mommy who loves me dearly." Yeah, I'm 18, that's true. But she'll love me, and I'll love her all of our lives, yes. But, you know, Mr. Candle, what I really like is my mom takes time to be with me. And I said, "Well, is that right? What does your mom do with you that she takes time to be with you?" "Well, you know, Mr. Candle, I like chocolate." Oh, Pablo, who doesn't like chocolate? "And I like chocolate, and I like it so much. And my mommy knows I like it. And yeah, that's right, I call her my mommy. And my mommy knows that I like it, and she is always doing nice things with chocolate." Well, the other day, mommy really gave me a startling time. And she says, "Pablo, how would you like it if you could have all the chocolate you wanted to eat and all the chocolate that would make you happy?" "Oh, Mom, that'd be great. That'd be great." "Well, Pablo, I was shopping this afternoon and I picked up brownies. I picked up a German chocolate cake, a big one. You know, it's about 15 inches across. It's a big one. And I picked up some chocolate ice cream, solid, real chocolate ice cream. I picked up some chocolate bars, the real nice Swiss chocolate bars, you know, the dark chocolate and the light chocolate and the creamy chocolate. Oh, they're so good. And I picked up all of these things. And then I picked up some eclairs, chocolate eclairs. Oh, they are delicious. They are super. And I picked up all sorts of other little chocolate goodies. A lot of these candy balls that are chocolate balls, and they're all wrapped in the special wrappings that we have here in Switzerland for them." And his mommy was so pleased that she could do this for Pablo. And she says, "You know, Pablo, you're not too old to enjoy those things." "Oh, I know, Mom. I know, Mommy. I like them. I love chocolate. I love it in time. Well, Pablo, for our dinner tonight, we're going to have a completely chocolate dinner. And we're going to sit here at the table and just have a gorging good time." "Oh, Mom, I've wanted to do that a long time, but I never did that because I didn't think that you thought that was good for me." "Well, Pablo, to do that all the time is certainly not good for you, and maybe even to do it one time is not good for you, but I think it's good for you one time. So, Pablo, we're going to have fun eating it together. And you just eat all you want. Don't scrimp at all. Just eat, eat, eat." "Oh, Mom, that's so great." So Pablo says, "Here, I'll set the table." And he sets the table and gets everything ready. And as he has everything ready on the table, what does he do? Oh, he just says, "Mom, I set the table. Everything's ready. Got lots of dishes out here. Now, Mom, where is all that chocolate? Where is all that chocolate?" And I was so happy. Pablo told Mr. Candle, I was so happy. I just bubbling all over and just so delighted. And we sat down at the table. And spread out before us was a gallon of chocolate ice cream, the giant German chocolate cake, and all of the chocolate goodies and the chocolate eclair filled with chocolate pudding. Oh, my goodness, so good it was. So good it is. Oh, my. So, you know, Mom, Mr. Candle, we sat down and we ate, and Mom ate right along with me. And I just ate so fast because I love chocolate. And I was so happy. And then all of a sudden, I said, you know, Mom, I think that I've come to the end here. And I'm going to have to hold back a little bit. I just can't eat anymore. I'm full. Mom, I'm full of chocolate. Oh, and I feel so uncomfortable. I'm so full of chocolate. Oh, what can I do, Mom? Well, Pablo, let's put the food away now and put the things back in the refrigerator, and then let's go and sit in the living room, and let's invite Grocery to come over and be with us. But, Mom, she should have had the chocolate, too. No, Grocery would like to just sit and talk with us. She's not one to go after chocolate like we did, because that was just for you and me, Pablo. That was just for us. Okay, I'll call her. And so I called Maya Grocery, and she came over to visit with us. And she sat in the living room with us, and she says, oh, Pablo, you are such a wonderful boy. It's such a joy. Pablo, what seems to be the problem? Well, Grocery, Mom gave me the privilege of having all the ice cream, chocolate ice cream, and all the fudge, and all the German chocolate cake, and all the wonderful chocolate pieces of candy and stuff like that, and I'm just so full. And, oh, I loved it so, but I'm so full now. I just can't eat another bite. I don't know what to do. I'm just so full. And Grocery said, well, I know just the thing to do. Are you willing to do it with me? Oh, yeah. Now, you just tell your mom, you and I are going to go take a walk. Okay, Mom, Grocery and I are going to take a walk. Okay, Pablo, have a good time. And so I went for a walk with Grocery. And Grocery said, Pablo, whenever you live your life, always do things that make you happy. And when things don't make you happy anymore, then you stop. You don't do that anymore. It's like when you have food and you eat all you can, you eat all the pizza you can. You think it's so wonderful. And then you just get so full and you stop. You don't say it's bad, because if you keep going, then you're going to say, I never want to see a pizza again. But that's not the way it is for you, is it, Pablo? You are too smart for that. Well, I wasn't too smart with the chocolate, Grocery. I wasn't too smart with that. I ate more than I should have. Oh, Pablo, come on now. I have an idea that might help you very much. Okay, now let's just take a jog. And as we jog, let's say, I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. Now, okay, let's go. Okay, Grocery. I like me, 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 I like me. Oh, Grocery, I feel better already. What do you mean, Pablo? You feel better? What do you mean? Well, just singing I like me makes me feel I like me, and I feel so balanced, and all the tension that I had from eating too much, it just sort of fades away now. And this jogging sort of helps me to get to burn it up. And that's what it's doing. It's burning up all that food in my system, and I feel so good. Well, Pablo, you always know the right answer, and you always do the right thing. And you're calling me to come and be with you while you're doing this makes me so happy, because I just love doing things with you, and I love being with you when you're having a great learning experience. You call me anytime, Pablo, because I'm right there for you always. I'm your Grocery, and I'm your grandma, and I love you, and I love you, and I love you. Oh, Grocery, you're so wonderful. Well, that sounds like a great story, Pablo. Did you have any other stories with Grocery? Oh, Mr. Candle, we had lots of them. And I'll tell you them next time you come to visit. Okay. Well, hey, there's the Sandman. He's coming right in now. And he says it's time for Pablo to jump in bed and have a happy night. Okay, Pablo? Okay, Mr. Sandman. I will do that before you get here. And Mr. Candle, just a minute. I got to call my mom. Mom, come. I'm ready to go to bed. Give me a hug, a kiss. Come on, Mom. And you're 18. Aren't you too old for that? No, I'll never get too old to ask Mom for a hug and kiss before I go to sleep. because they're the most beautiful hugs and kisses in the whole world. And when my mom hugs and kisses me, I know that I'm hugged and I'm kissed and I'm loved forever. Thanks for coming by, Mr. Candle. Whenever you come by, I always feel a lot better. That's fine, Pablo. Glad to be here and visit with you. Well, time for me to be on my way, and I'll be back another day. Until I'm here again, know that I love you. I love you. I love you.